Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around. For the phone, 'cause I can't fight it anymore. And I want.
Hello, everyone. This is Carly After Dark. Carly Daytime After Dark. Don't listen to me. I'm crazy sometimes. So tonight we are having Jay Hollow on from Days of Our Life. She played Cheryl. Lucas is good friends. He was on Passions, and she's been on a lot of good shows. And, you know, I really miss her on Days because, for me, I thought Lucas and Cheryl were the couple you wanted to get behind because finally Lucas met the match. You know, Kate screwed it up. I don't like Kate for doing that right now. Kate should just stay out of Lucas's love life and stop using people for her own personal gain. So here is Zay. Hello, everyone. Hi, Zay.
Hi.
Yes, well, I do miss you on Days. I fell in love with Cheryl. I just thought for once Lucas is going to be happy, and you were making him happy. And, you know, first of all, how did you get into acting and everything? Then we will get back to Days.
Okay. I've been in acting since I was a child. I'm from Vegas originally. And out there,
awesome.
There's not a whole lot you can do. Thank you. And, you know, so I did, like, local commercials and community theater, and then I went to a high school called the Las Vegas Academy of International Studies in Performing and Visual Arts, or LVA, as we call it, that was kind of like a school like FAME. You know, like I was a theater major in high school, and that sounds weird. And then after freshman year, I said to my mom, I was like, you know, I think I can do this. Like, you'll trust me to keep up with my schoolwork, like, I'd really like to give this a shot, and my parents are fantastic and super supportive, and they agreed. And so I came out to L.A. for my first pilot season when I was, like, 15, almost 16, and I booked a film, an independent film, my first year out. That fell through, and then I was horribly heartbroken, and not long after Third Rock from the Sun happened, and about 2 weeks after Third Rock, Passions happened.
Oh, I mean,
I
remember seeing you on that, yeah. Wow.
So I was like 17 when I booked Passions.
Wow. That's young. I mean, that's not young, but that, I mean, when you think about most 17-year-olds, you don't, you know, think, you know, oh, my God, 17, you're working. You know, I think that's really cool. And so how did Passions come on? I mean, I want to be honest, I did not watch Passions that much, only because I did not get the crazy storyline. That's, I'm
right.
Being totally honest. I knew you
and
were on it. You know, but
no
I mean, you know, the little doll, everything.
Yeah.
It was kind of out there.
Yeah, it was pretty out there. It wasn't for everybody. I think Passions was kind of ahead of its time to do sci-fi soap was kind of like, what? Like, there's a talking doll that comes to life and there's zombies and wait, what? And so I think Passions was ahead of our time. I think if something like Passions were to happen nowadays, people would eat that up because, you know, vampires and, you know, everything sci-fi now is kind of cool. And there's a lot of, you know, primetime soaps that have these sci-fi elements to them and passions. They just, you know, they were ahead of their time, and they did so many crazy, kooky things that, like, you know, I'm sure as the show progressed, it got a little bit harder to one-up themselves. And for me, the way Passions happened was it was just a typical audition for my manager's breakdown, which is, you know, like a brief description of what the character you're auditioning for is. That's what a breakdown is. Breakdown said, you know, daughter of Sam and Grace has not yet discovered boys or makeup. So I'm thinking, okay, well, she's kind of a late bloomer, huh? So I go into the audition, and I've got no makeup on and a ponytail and a baseball shirt. And I'm like, she must be a tomboy. And I get there, and I read, and Jackie Brisky, the casting director, she was like, okay, great job, but we're going to bring you back. And when we do, if you could come back looking a little more feminine, that would be great. So I come back, and, you know, I try to make it a little more feminine, although I wasn't nearly as dressed up as the other girls in the office who had, like, dresses and pantyhose and high heels and stuff on. And I read, and about 3 days later, I got the call that I booked it. I was shocked. I was shocked. That I booked it, considering how different I was at the time than anyone else I had seen in the office. I was really disheartened, actually, because I was like, wow, there's no way they're going to come with me, because, I mean, I saw what they were looking for, and it wasn't me. And so, it's okay, Mom, don't worry, we'll get the next one. But, yeah, we booked it, and right away I moved to L.A., and at 17 had my own apartment, and you know, was playing adult, you know, pretending like I was an adult in real life. And but Passions was great. I'm a nerd. I'm a sci-fi horror nerd. And so to be able to not only book a gig like Passions when you're 17, but to book a gig that we did takeoffs of Poltergeist and Amityville and Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, like we did takeoffs of all of that, yeah. So to go to work and work with a green screen and blood and slime, I was all about it.
So were you working with I think Dade's been known for, like, the most sexy hunks on daytime. I mean, all of the guys all on every show. But were you working with, because I know Eric Matoff came from Passions, and so did Rafe. Were you working with either one of those guys on Passions? Because I know they came from Passions.
Yeah. Well, with Eric actually played my brother. But he was
awesome.
He played my brother on Passions. But Passions kept their storylines pretty segregated in an age sense. Like, you know, the younger group, what we called the Scooby-Doo crew, of which I was Thelma. The kids worked with the kids typically. And then, you know, the older group of young 20s, they all worked together. So Galen and Eric, they, you know, crossed paths in their storylines. But they never really mixed the kids with the young 20s.
I mean,
yeah, so
like
even though he played my brother, I never worked with him.
That is crazy, because I'm sorry, Eric Matoff is one of the hottest guys ever. You know, I'm sorry, but he was your brother. That would have been gross. Okay, but yeah, I mean, I love him. I would love to get him on the show. I made that no secret. He's my little crush on Dave, and so is Lucas. By the way, Lucas.
Oh yeah.
So what happened? So were you on until Passon said goodbye?
I did 3 years on Passions between 2000 and 2003. When I left Passions and was replaced, I didn't bother watching the show. I don't know. I didn't really watch
I
was on the show, you know, yeah. But I would hear rumors of, like, oh, you know, your character ended up being a hooker and a serial killer and you know, this and that. I heard all, like, some crazy outlandish things, and I was like, okay, well, you know, I know what happened. Bless you, I think. I'm not sure. So I was like, okay, yeah, I know what happened. But no, I didn't follow the show after I left, and I don't even know what year Passions got canceled. But no, I wasn't on it when it closed out. Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was for the best, because, you know, you don't want to watch.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, so what happened after Passions with you?
After Passions, I started getting into independent film. I executive produced my first short film. This is back when film existed and we weren't shooting on digital. We shot on 35 millimeter and we had a great cast and a good little script and it gave me a chance to learn other, you know, moving parts in the business behind the scenes, you know, what producers do and what every, you know, different job is. So I got into independent film and in front of the camera and behind the camera as well, and did that off and on for a while, and went with the different films to festivals, and that's what I was doing between Passions and Days.
So how did you get the call for Days? Because, you know, everyone was happy. When they found out you were coming on to Days of a Life, everyone was happy. I was happy. I'm like, yes, Lucas can start having sex like a real man. That's what I would say. Sorry that this came up. But that's honestly what I was thinking. I'm like, finally, because, you know, him and Sammy needed to go their separate ways. And when you came on, I'm like, this is cool. Not cool what Kate did to you at all. I'm still mad at Kate over that one. But how was it? Because
The audition for Days was very strange. I mean, I had been in to read for Marnie, the casting director over at Days. I had been in to read for her a few times since she was over at Young and the Restless. And had gotten close on some things, but never landed anywhere. And then the February before I started shooting Days in September. And I, like, the end of August was when I got the news. And I auditioned for Teresa. Actually, there were two characters being cast, two contract roles, for girls of a similar type. And so I did a screen test with Chrishell Staus and with Jen Lilly and, you know, five other girls for Teresa. And obviously I didn't book Teresa.
obviously.
Yeah. But we screen tested in the same bunch. And then August, my phone rang and my manager said, okay, all right, kiddo, so I don't want you to get your hopes up, but they're talking about you over at Days. There's a reoccurring role, and, you know, your name's been brought up as one of the people they're considering. And I was like, okay, Michael, come on, let's pray on this. Let's get together and pray on this. He's like, yeah, kiddo, but I'm just letting you know, don't get your hopes up, because reoccurring roles typically go X, Y, and Z way and whatever. And I was like, okay. And then I get a call like a week later saying, yeah, it went your way, and I was over the moon, and immediately I spoke to Marnie, and Marnie, you know, gave me the lowdown, like, okay, so here's who you're going to be working with. Her name is Lauren Coslow. She's great. You're going to love her, and, you know, here's the guy, Brian Dottillo, da-da-da-da-da. So she gave me, so then I'm like, who's this guy? I have a love interest? I'm not even there yet, and I have like a, okay, let me Google this guy. And I Googled him, and I was like, oh my God, what? And so I get on the phone with my mom, and I'm like, hey, Mom, look at this guy's picture. Oh my God, you know, and I'm freaking out. And when I got to Days, it was awesome. It was everybody there works really hard, and they're super supportive, and Lauren and I share a manager. And so she kind of helped me my first day, you know, get oriented. And then, you know, going past the makeup room and seeing Galen, he's like, what are you doing here? I was like, I'm Cheryl. He's like, you're Cheryl? I was like, yes. So that was a trip to see, you know, Galen and Eric. But honestly, when I from the moment I got there, there was a really wonderful feeling of belonging in a way. And when Cheryl left, it, you know, it was a sad day. It was a really sad day because I didn't see it coming. We didn't, nobody saw that coming.
No one did.
It had been pre-written, yeah. Obviously, it had been pre-written as part of a plan, of a larger plan. But, you know, very few people, like just 3, 4, 5 people are in on, you know, what the plan is for Days of Our Lives that far in advance. So I came in and I'm like, oh, I love it here and I love the people. And every day I went to work was better than the day before. And when it all came to a screeching halt, it was, you know, it was surprising. It was sad.
Yeah, I mean, because no one, I mean, I'm always checking my Facebook, Twitter, see, you know, the coming and going. And when I saw you go, I'm like, no, this is a bad reprint. This is not happening. No, they are not going to be dumb and do this. No. And I was really mad at them, still am, because, you know, Addison is leaving, and so is
right.
EJ. So it's like, wait, one of the hottest good couples that have been around for years is leaving. They should have Sarah stuck around for Lucas, because right now, whatever the plan is, I think the fans would like to know, because no one is understanding this plan. And I know Dave taped 6 months in advance, 4 months in advance, but for the fans, it's like, what? You know, it's really hard for the fan to say, you know, and I've gotten so many good comments about you, and everyone was upset, and I'm like, okay, this...
I was blown away by the fan support, to be honest. I was nervous going into it, because as I did learn more and more about Brian, and the epic love that is Lumi, I was like, whoa, Jade, your face is a target. Your face is a target. You're the girl that nobody really wants right now, because they're rooting for this couple. And I was like, well, I'm going to go in, give it my best. And if they still hate me, then God bless them, okay. So I was shocked by the amount of fan support right away, and the fact that a lot of it came from Lumi fans, and then to be, you know, become a hashtag Lush, like that I was practically doing cartwheels when that happened. I was like, oh my God, they like me, they really like me.
And I love you on screen chemistry with Zoden. You guys having that backstory that you guys were friends. You know, I always say Cecile has chemistry with everyone. Every girl that she's ever in a scene with, like, they become really good friends. And you guys have this. And I'm like, the way you left Salem, a lot of people did not like the way it was written. You know, you were there one moment and gone.
That's kind of how it felt when it actually happened. I got a phone call on a Tuesday that the following Monday and Wednesday were my last days. And I was like, what? And my manager was like, you'll see when you get the scripts. They should be at your door. And I was just, you know, when I was reading it, it all made sense because, you know, that lie of me being a pawn, I mean, it was close to that surface, and it was just like Jordan's secret always threatening to be exposed, and when it came out, I think all in all, Cheryl, my take on the last scene of Days was in that moment For whatever reason, that she ended up either being intimidated by Kate or just not up to that kind of fight at that time. I felt like Cheryl swallowed a little bit of her integrity and,
yeah,
you know, and was disappointed not only to feel totally used by the guy that she's, you know, systematically fallen in love with, but the thought that anyone could be that heartless and that cruel in regards to Kate, you know, I don't know. But at least I am not dead.
Well, true.
I'm not dead.
But just for you little heart to know, for Sarah's heart can have this closure or whatever, I will tell you, Lucas was not totally using Sarah. He fell for her. Those were really Lucas's feelings. He was just stupid enough to say, okay, Mom, I will help you. He's stupid like that. I mean, you know, and now him and Kate do not have a great relationship because of, you know, what happened. So I don't think he was using you to the extent Sarah's heart thought he was.
As an actor, I don't think that was the case at all. As an actor, you know, the way I sat down, my first day with Brian, and I, you know, as a joke, I'm trying to break the ice. I don't know these people. And as a joke, I kind of look at him, and I point to him, I point to myself, point back to him. I said, hey, this super couple, you know. So, you know, as an actor, I know that we had aimed it for a longer haul. But, you know, as Cheryl, man, if the guy sleeps with you and then doesn't have your back in a situation like that, how do you feel?
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you, you know, forgive? How do you say, oh, it's okay? You know, you can't.
And it's all happening so fast. It's like, oh, you know, we actually have to get you packed. You're leaving tonight. You know, it's like, I am. I'm leaving tonight.
Because my cousin and I have been a long-time dates roster because our grandmother got us hooked. Yes, grandmother, it's all your fault. It is her fault.
Oh, yes.
It really is. You know, we were 4 years, 5, 6, 7 years old, and she's like, okay, you guys can be in here, but, you know, but don't, you know, don't talk while dates is on. So telling little kids not to talk. Okay, so we got into it at a very young age. And I'm still madly in love with her like I was. And I used to skip school to, you know, because I didn't want to miss it. There was no VCRs. There was nothing. So I'm like, I'm going to skip school today. Yeah. Mom, I think I have a fever. And I did. I put it on by the light bulb. And this main suit was 120. Well, my plan would have never worked. So my question to you, were you a soap watcher growing up, or did you not watch soaps?
My mom worked, so my mom wasn't into soaps because she wasn't home to watch them. But when I was really little, for a time I was living with my grandma. And my grandma was really into soaps, all soaps. Like, she did her best to, like, click around and watch them all. This is back when, like, Star Search was on TV, you know, like, back right around that time.
Yeah.
And so I would see pieces of soap operas, but for the most part, my family is Southern, and they, you know, kick kids out as soon as breakfast is over and don't come back till lunch kind of a thing, you know, like, go outside and go play, go get up and go play. So I didn't catch a lot when I was younger, but my mom got me into Dark Shadows, believe it or not, a soap opera.
Oh, yeah.
That was way before my time, but from a little kid, like 2, 3, 4, I liked creepy things. Like, I grew up, my entire bedroom growing up, no one ever wanted to stay the night. It was all Nightmare on Elm Street. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, gosh.
Was my bedroom, yeah, wallpapered everywhere. I had, like, a life-sized Krueger by the bed. I was really, really into it. My mom was like, okay, well, you know, if you might like this this show. And so I would go to Tower Video back when we used to have, you know, video stores. And I started with Volume 1, Episode 1 of Dark Shadows, and went all the way through the series, all the way through the movies, and loved it, just loved it. So that's really the only soap opera I watched, and I had to get it from a video store.
Yeah, and we don't have video stores really anymore. I mean, if you think,
no.
We do, but they all full, you know.
No video stores, no record stores, yeah.
I know, it's sad.
A little bit sad, and you know what? I'm really worried about our brick-and-mortar bookstores being next. Like, I love going to the bookstore and coming home with, like, you know, a bag full of goodies.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I'm like a readaholic.
Yeah, and I'm just so concerned because of Kindle and Nook, and I love that it's saving paper and all of that, but at the same time, I'm so concerned about all of our brick-and-mortar bookstores closing down the same way the record stores did and the video stores. So
yeah, exactly.
Everybody go out and support your local bookstores.
Yes, please, people. A couple of people in the chat room asked me, are you going to talk about the Bait series? You and I could talk all night the way the conversation is going.
I know, this is great. Yeah, I know, you're fun to
chat. Yeah, are you going back to the Bay? And are you playing Luna?
Yeah, I've been playing Leanna Ramos on the Bay since 2010. I started out as like a non-entity, like an under five type of character, and Gregory J. Martin saw more in me and beefed up the role, we got close and we started talking behind the scenes, and as of last February, he gave me a co-producer credit. Because I don't want to admit this because now I'm afraid that the other actors are going to like hit me up with ideas, but now we write together on it, him and I. So I don't write for myself. I have to throw that out there. I refuse to do that. I'm not going to write for myself. But, I've been writing on the Bay. In fact, I just yesterday or the day before had a writer's meeting with Gregory for the next chapter. And the Bay is something that I can work it around any schedule. I can, it doesn't take away from anything. It's fun to do. And I've really, really fallen in love with the people. You know, it's a labor of love. It's a passion project. We all go and treat it like, this is it, you guys, this is our Oscar. we all put a lot of love and prep into it. And the cast is great. They all like to rehearse with each other for the most part. You know, the ones that have been there since episode one, season one, we all like to get together and really go through our stuff and hash it out. And so that feeling of community, it's almost like belonging to a community theater.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, guys, this is our thing. And that's what the Bay has been.
Yeah, I'm in talk for trying to get people from the Bay on here. I would love it. I would love to get more stars from the Bay on because there are so many good people from the Bay on. So, yeah. I think
like,
it's so nice.
I love Mary Beth. I got to say what a treat it was.
If I got Mary Beth on, I would probably, faint.
She's a busy lady.
Long time.
But it's so cool, I got to say, one of my first, my first week on Days, I'm in the makeup room, and I look behind me in the mirror, and there's Mary Beth, and here's this woman who has struggled alongside me. I mean, she's always been, Kayla on Days and doing her thing, but she's watched me claw and bleed and sweat and cry for 3 years on the Bay. And when I saw her in the makeup room on Days, and I was like, you have no idea how much this means to me. And she pulled me into a good hug. And she's like, yeah,
aww,
kiddo, I know exactly how much this means to you. And I lost it. Mary Beth is the coolest human being. She's a real class act with a huge heart.
See, I love her. I've always, I was a Steve and Kayla, groupy. I mean, that was my cupboard. So Shane and, you know, Kim. And, but you said that you also went out for some roles on YNL. Can you tell us what roles you went out for?
The soap community is so incestuous. I had gone out for all of them at some point, and honestly, it was so long ago, I can't for the life of me remember. I don't get invested. I'll be invested while the audition process is happening, and if it doesn't go my way, I don't keep following the show to see who got anything or where that goes. So
see, that's good.
After I get a no, I'm just kind of like, okay, well, next.
See, that's good because unlike me, I would, you know, but if it were me, I would be kind of upset. Who is the one that got my role? Let me go after them now, you know, for like a second. You know. I think you handled it much better than I would because I'm like, okay, why did I not get this? And, you know.
You do that. No, everybody does that. When they first get out here and they, you know, go on their first 5 auditions, you do that. Why didn't I get it? Who got it? And why did they get it? And what's the difference between them and me? And what do they have that I don't have? And, like, you make yourself
crazy,
cripplingly insecure. Yeah, you do. You really do. And I think everybody, the first 5 auditions they go on in this city, do that. And after that, after freaking out and making myself insecure and, you know, like, I used to do it all the time. I quit doing it. And then when I ended up on the other side of the camera doing, you know, work as a producer,
yeah.
I remember my first casting as a producer sitting on the other side of the table. We had read, like, 200 girls for some role. And one girl, toward the end of the day, came in and nailed it, just nailed it. And so she leaves the office, and we're all looking around excited at each other, like, yeah, we can go home, guys. Like, yes, we found the girl. And the director said, no, I don't like her. She looks too much like my ex.
Oh.
And that's when I was like, damn, that doesn't have a damn thing to do with how good she was just then. She's not going to get this role, and she'll have no idea that it's because it's something as trivial as she looked like his ex. So that was a learning experience
for
me.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
But it can be a million different things. It can be I didn't like the shirt they wore that day. It could be people, you know, they make these decisions, some of them on a whim, and sometimes it's up to a director who is persnickety. And I mean, there's a million different things that play into it. Oh, they look too much like brother and sister. It's like love interest, so we can't go with this girl, even though she's great, because she looks too much like that, and da-da-da-da. So there's a million reasons as to why somebody won't book a role. And I would say more than half the time, it has absolutely nothing to do with the job they did in the room. You know? Like,
wow.
They'll know within the first five seconds of you walking into that room, before you do your read, they know whether or not you could do this. Just by your essence. Just by your look. Yes. You know, but then they called you in for the audition, so of course they're going to let you read, because they're not going to say, oh, okay, you know, we just took a look at you, and you're really not right for this. Thanks, but no thanks. Like, they're going to, of course, let you audition, but, you know, they are swayed in one way or another upon meeting. It's usually, not always. All of these auditions are always different, but usually right in the beginning, it's like, okay, she's right for this, let's see her read, or she's wrong for this and we're going to let her read anyway because we called her in.
So. That is crazy. I mean, that is great. We have calls, and then I will ask you more questions, but if I don't bring the calls on, I am a dead woman.
I
might not be dead in life, you know. 207, you're on the air.
Yes.
Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi. So what's your question for Jade?
I would like to know if you would be returning to Days of Our Lives?
I have no idea is the honest answer. I have no idea.
Okay, thank you.
Wish I could give you better news.
Any other questions you have, Foo?
What's that?
Do you have any more other questions, Foo? She doesn't mind one or two or three questions. Just if you have another question for her, she will be glad to answer it, but if that's your only question, that's fine.
What is your most exciting fan encounter?
Oh. Wow, okay. Many, many years ago on Passions, we were doing a Passions fan weekend, and it was like piggybacked tied to Days fans weekend, and we were all sitting at these like long tables and signing autograph pictures and whatever. And one fan was so charismatic and cool that I just bonded with him right away. And even to this day, I'm still friends with that person.
Wow.
I don't know what it was. They were just cool. We just hit it off. And yeah, to this day, her and I are still friends.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, and I can put you back on mute for when Jane leaves. We will have a soap discussion. So if you want me to put you back on mute, I will.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, people in this album are asking, do you have a movie coming out that you're producing?
I have two films that I'm working on right now. One of them I'm producing, and I can't talk about that yet. It's very hush-hush. Like, okay, everybody's got to sign an NDA to get any information at this particular point. all I can say about it is it's with people that I've known for a very long time whose work ethic and talent I deeply respect. And so for my first venture into, producing feature films, I feel like I couldn't be in better company. And it's a really fantastic script that is right up my dark little alley. So that's about all I can say for that right now. But as soon as I'm allowed to really talk about it, I'll let you know. And the other one is a film called On the Horizon with filmmaker Pascal Payon. We kind of worked on this script back and forth a little bit together. So I have story editor credit on that script, so as well as the role of Christine. I'll be throwing myself out into something I'm a little bit uncomfortable doing, but here we go.
Go for it.
I'm excited. Yeah.
That is so cool. I mean, would you, would you ever want to go back to daytime if, like, if Dave never calls you again, was I'm doing a fan campaign starting Monday to get you back on, I decided.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I
don't know how.
I love playing Cheryl. And I'm not opposed to daytime at all. You know, when I was on Passions, I was on contract, but I had no storyline. I had nothing happening. And so I definitely don't want to go back to something like that where, you know, they've got you lock, stock, and barrel, but they don't work you and they don't use you and you can't do any other thing. Like, I don't want to do that. I want to go home and have pages to study and be passionate about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm not opposed to doing daytime at all. But in between the daytime gigs, I seem to be doing more writing than anything these days.
You need to make the money. I mean, you know, money is nice.
It's great money.
You know,
money's great.
You cannot starve. I mean, come on, people. She cannot starve. She needs to eat. So, you know, that is, like, understandable.
Lately, it's been the writing paying the bills, truthfully.
You know, I mean, I love writing myself, so I think writing is a good avenue when, you know, you cannot, you know, get the job, you know, on daytime that you want. You know, but I honestly can also see you in prime time. You know, prime time people.
Thank you.
You know, prime time people.
I'm not opposed to any medium, honestly, whether it's daytime, prime time, film, indie, web series. I mean, for me, I don't make the decision based on, oh, it's that, or oh, it's not, or whatever.
Exactly.
If the character is, yeah, if the character is compelling, and if it gives me meat, something to have that out-of-body experience of just completely giving myself over to, you know, being in the skin of another person, of another character, like, that's what I make all my decisions on, is do I love the character? Do I like their place in this project? Is this something I can be passionate about every single day and just love it? And that's what I make my decision on. It has nothing to do with daytime, primetime, film. It's more a story-driven decision.
So what, on your day off when you're not working, what is your favorite thing to do, and what is the typical day when you're not working and working?
I read a lot of books. I read a lot of books, and I watch a lot of movies. Truthfully, my movie collection is crazy. It's out of control.
What kind of movies?
On every surface of my apartment. I have everything. I literally have every movie. I mean, here's the thing. I make a decision, like, okay, is this worth owning? Like, I'm a real snob when it comes to, do I want to be the owner of this?
So,
like,
am I.
It's like, okay, I showcase my movies. I'm very proud of my collection. But I'm not just going to go out and buy, you know, I don't know, any old thing. Like, I'm not going to invest in it that way. But any movies, TV, I buy whole series of TVs. If it's a really good series, like 6 Feet Under or Weeds or Big Love, you know, I love all that stuff.
Well,
so usually
you
just
engrossed
in entertainment.
A movie you used to see, I don't know if you've seen it, but The Other Woman with Cameron Diaz and Leslie Mann and Kate Upton.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. I saw the trailer. Yeah, but
you
I haven't seen
it
yet.
Will laugh. Okay,
is it
go
funny?
To the bathroom. Yes, go to the bathroom before you see it. But it's hysterical.
Is that good, huh?
Yeah, it is.
That,
I mean,
you know, people are going to hate me for saying this.
No.
That awkward moment.
Oh, how was that?
On film. Freaking hysterical. Really well written. Really well written, and the cast has great chemistry. I didn't expect to like it, because I was like, oh, this is one of those movies. But I was charmed the whole way through. Now, I don't know if I'd own it. Now, here's where I get really persnickety. I don't know if I'd own it, but I loved it. I dug it. It was a surprise because I expected the worst, I think.
Well, I mean, that's how I am. I mean, I'm so picky about owning something, but once I fall in love with something, you know,
yeah,
it's
you
wanna like...
Yeah, you want to watch it more than once. You want to have it on the shelf.
Yeah,
you
and...
Like, you know what? I'm in the mood for this.
You know, and, I mean, my favorite movie of all time, and a lot of people give me crap for, but it was so good. It was Same Time Next Year. And, okay,
oh,
yes. Oh, my God. It's about a fail once a year. It's so good. It was, like, in the 70s, but let me tell you, it's so good. And, you know, I've seen it over 100 times, and no one will watch it with me anymore, Jade. Everyone's like, we are leaving you now. You're crazy. We are not watching this movie again. I'm like, but it's good. Like, we are sick of it.
Check that out. That sounds like a good concept, so I'm down to definitely
well,
check that
yeah,
out.
It was. And I am looking on the Bay website, and, you know, you have a lot of you know, soap people that is on the bay, which is really good. I mean, you have some of my favorite
people. Most of the cast is a soap vet, you know, from days. We've got Mary Beth and Matt Ashford. Matt is so much fun. I that guy. Eric Fellows from Days back in the day. And we also have Lily Melgar from GH. And there's faces from As the World Turns. And it's, you know, I don't want to give it this title because, God forbid, I say anything nice about anything I'm doing. But it's known as kind of a who's who of daytime in a way, which I'm
I'm
included in that. I'm gobsmacked that I'm still there and they still say that about it. I'm like, whoa, all right.
No, I mean, I think that is, you know, really cool because, you know, when we lost, you know, all the soaps, you know, when we lost, you know, All My Children, One Life to Live, As the World Turns, you know, all of them, people were like, okay, this is not good, only being down to four soaps. It's like, okay, what am I supposed to do with the rest of my life? You know, kind of joking, but, you know, I'm like.
Well, it's funny because Gregory has his finger on the pulse of what soap fans in general, regardless of show, are into. And he is very good at taking advantage of people that aren't on the show that the fans miss, the fans want to watch, and putting them onto the bay and giving them something interesting to do. Like we just, Ron Moss from Bold and the Beautiful is now on the show.
Oh, I know. He was just on General Hospital on the Nurses Ball.
Yeah,
that's singing
magic, like,
Playo.
Sing everywhere. Is that what that is?
Yeah, singing Playo.
Okay.
Baby Come Back. And so ever since he's been on it, that's the song I have in my head. And I really don't appreciate this Ron Moss because now that's all I can sing. That is like, you know, that is like a song. So, yeah, I mean, it's weird, but I mean, it's great. But again, it's weird because, you know, you're like, everyone's over on the bay. I'm like, wow. I mean, it's like a who's
who. And we keep a pretty good revolving door. Like, you know, we've got, in this new chapter, we've got Patrika Darbo.
Oh, cool. I love her.
Yeah, and she's hysterical. Oh, my God. She's so funny. She throws in her little improv one-liners, and she, I mean, it adds so much life to her character, and we just love it. And Brian Gaskill, he's one of our resident villains.
Oh, Brian. Brian's coming on, I think, June 20th. Yeah, he's coming on.
He's a
here,
great guy.
So.
And you're going to see a lot more of him on the Bay. He did Dark Side of the Bay, which was like a summer spinoff we did a couple of years ago. We just re-aired it for yesterday for Throwback Thursday. But you're going to be seeing a lot more of him in the upcoming installments. He's such a talented guy.
Would the Bay ever think about, because, you know, I mean, for, like, you know, the older generation, they does not have, you know, the computers and, you know, the internet, you know.
Right.
A lot of them think they are going to break it. My grandmother always says, I'm going to break the computer. I'm like, no, you're not. You can't break the computer.
Well, yeah. And
so would you guys ever?
She uses a flip phone still. The goal is to move it to TV. That has always been the goal, and we have stumbled in every possible way in pursuit of that goal. When we first started, we were one of the only web series in existence. Like, people didn't even know what a web series was when we started. And we've come so far from those first, those first few installments were rough. But we have come so far, and our format has changed. You know, we went from being like a 5 to 7 minute web episode to like 11 minutes. And now when we release an installment, they're 22 minutes long or 22, 23 minutes. And, you know, with commercials, if you were to put that on TV, that's a 30-minute episode. So
exactly, yeah.
As the show changes, as it ripens, as it gets better and finds its place, the format is also lending itself to television pickup. And, you know, there's not a lot that I can say because there's nothing signed yet, and even still you get skeptical. But that is our – we are moving in that direction in the hopes of landing somewhere where it's easier for folks to see us and access our program.
Yeah, I mean, I think Netflix also would be a good way for you guys to go, too. I mean, Netflix is becoming popular with, you know, having
No, and they have fantastic original programming, like Orange is the New Black is awesome, House of Cards is fantastic. Like, yeah, and Hulu has their own original programming, too, although I will say to anyone who doesn't know, Hulu makes you watch commercials. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, not.
I mean, that's why I'm a Netflix snob, only because, you know, I don't want to deal with the commercials. That's why I watch all my things on my TiVo. I don't like live anymore. I don't like, you know, the commercials. I don't like dealing with it.
People want to be their own program directors, and they wouldn't program anything but a commercial. Which, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Advertising.
I mean, yeah,
make
I
it
mean,
possible
I.
For a show to exist, essentially.
I mean, it's so funny because if I'm like watching a show and I see a day the general hospital commercial, yeah, I will rewind it like, what's that? And then I will watch it 5 times to try and figure out the plot for the week before anyone else does. It's because I'm crazy like that. But yeah.
No,
I
that's
mean,
great.
You know, I mean, I want you back on
daytime. I'm like
daytime.
That. You know what? I'm like that with Game of Thrones, and I haven't read the books because I know all of that stuff is already everybody already knows who's read the book. But with Game of Thrones, that's where I'm like, oh man, they killed the king. You know, she killed the king. I get into it.
Exactly, and you know, okay, 773, do you have a call for Zaid?
Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Hi. Just listening
to
the soul mess.
Oh, that's okay. Did you have any questions for Zaid?
No, not tonight. I just
want to listen. I will put you on hold, and when Zaid leaves, we will be talking soaps.
Okay, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Your public awaits, Carly. Your public awaits.
Well, but no, you're like my favorite interviewers now. I mean, you know, besides you and Christoph St. John, because I think I'm his, you know, TV girlfriend in my head. Over on Y&L. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. Without the guy, people's like, Carly, are you trying to be the slut of daytime? And I'm like, yes, yes, I'm okay with that, yes. Because, you know, I fall in love with, like, too many guys, but, you know, I would love it if you come back on because, you know, you're so much
fun. Thank you. It'd be my pleasure.
You know, you're so much fun, and now we are following each other on Twitter, and, you know, tell the people of the Bay if you want. You don't have to, but I would appreciate it about my show, and, you know, I would love it.
I will.
And many people on as I as they
I'll throw
running.
My weight around as a producer and be like, hey,
yeah,
guys,
please.
Guess what?
Please.
You're going to do this. No, I'm not asking.
Please.
Tell it. No, I don't know.
No, yeah, but let me know. Let me know if you have any luck with that.
I will. I'll let you know. Well, you got Brian coming on here in a little bit, which is great. And he's,
but I've been not stalking Brian, but, you know, I'm like, Brian, you were my high school little boyfriend, when you were on AMC, you have to come on. I didn't care. I'm like, you have to. You were on AMC.
Well, I'll let him know. I'll text him when we're done here, and I'll be like, yo, dude, I did Soaps After Dark. Heard you're going to be doing it. I'm going to be listening.
Cool.
You know.
Well, call in that night if you can. That would be really
give
cool.
Give him a hard time.
And,
ask
yeah.
some embarrassing questions, like, what's his social security number? No, I don't know.
Yeah, do it.
Pay no attention to me.
You and I would be a bad team together, really, you know.
Yeah, right?
People are also asking, will you do any appearances? Like, you know,
be at Day's Fan Club Weekend. I believe it's this upcoming June 7th and 8th.
Okay.
I will be there. That's here in Los Angeles. I will be going along with my good friends, Martha Madison and Lily Melgar, along with their show, Soapbox, which you can find at tradiov.com.
Yep.
And I'm going to do my last-minute plugs here. You can check
out
The Bay. Thank you. You can check out The Bay at www.thebaytheseries.com. And you can see all past episodes leading up to where we just left off. And we will be coming back in October is when I believe we'll start coming back, September, October. New installment on the horizon with Pascal Payant to be released in 2015. And I'll make you a deal. If things change with Days, I'll come right back.
Yeah. If the things change with
Days. If anything should change, I will be right back.
You have to let me know first. Have to let me know.
I can't let anybody know, baby. That ain't my secret to tell. That's the producer's secret to tell.
Well, I know, but I just want you back. And the whole, you have a fan base. You don't get.
I really
when someone
that.
Has a cover base. When someone has a cover base, it's a big thing. It's so
I
big
really
to have a cover
it.
Base. Okay.
I really
well,
appreciate it.
Come,
I will
come
let you
back.
Go to your public. Thank you for
yes,
having me.
Yes, please
Carly
come back.
Ready.
Yeah, and please come back.
Okay, and I'm hoping.
Okay.
We'll talk
okay,
soon.
Cool.
Take care.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. That was Zay Hollow on my show. Oh, that was like the funnest, one of the most fun interviews I've done in a long time. Now we will be talking about soaps and why and all, first of all, so please call in and talk to me, you know, and if you hear coughing, I'm totally apologizing now because I'm just getting over having bronchitis, so it's not fun. So we are going to talk about soaps. So let's see. Let's see if anyone's on my Swiss board. Anyone on my Swiss board? 404, you're on my Swiss board. Hello? Okay. Okay, hopefully people will... Okay, so I'm just waiting for people to call in. I hope everyone's having a good week. Please don't get sick, people. You know, being sick is not fun. Okay. Okay, so, Sophia, Sophia. about. Okay. So YNL was really good this week. Days of Our Life is really to talk about this. Okay. I'm going to start with Days because I can. Days was so good this week. Anyone think that we'll, you know, I don't think we'll killed Nick. I think it was Gabby. You know, I mean, I could be wrong. I don't want to say, oh, it was Gabby. But I'm starting to think it was Gabby, people. Because, you know, Gabby, you know, have motives. And, you know, everything, Gabby had motives. So, was it Gabby? Was it Sammy? Was it EJ? Call in and let me know who you think, you know, did the murder of all murders. And, you know, I will be on broadcasting for another half an hour. So, you know, call back in. Dave was good. Gabby didn't. Oh, she didn't admit. Okay, thanks. Sophie, if you want to call in, you can. Because, you know. Call in. But, oh, Gabby did admit, ooh, you know, that is just awesome. I mean, not awesome, not saying that she did murder people. So, you know, so what was I gonna say? Oh, okay. Go back in. Well, I'm okay, now we are going to talk about YNL, so, 404, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
Hey.
This is Carly, you're on the air. So, you want to talk YNL?
I can.
Okay, so what did you, I mean, I haven't watched this bunch this week because I've been busy, but I'm loving Victoria and Sis together. They all, you know, they are becoming the best couple on the soaps. What did you think about that?
I think she's too wishy-washy at the moment.
I think
sometimes she wants it. But then sometimes she's too worried about hurting Billy. And I wish she'd really get over that because he's such slime that I just cannot even get with why she's so infatuated with him still. You know what I mean?
Exactly. She needs to dump, excuse my friend Jennifer, but she needs to dump his ass like it was yesterday.
Right, okay, this is what I'm saying.
Sorry, I mean, Jennifer, you're allowed to swear here, it's okay. This is my show, I encourage swearing, I don't care. You know, because soaps make us angry.
I'm sure you've read my tweets. I don't care either.
Yes. Well, I pretty much thought you didn't care, but I just didn't want you to feel uncomfortable. But swearing is like venting in my book. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, we have another caller. Let's bring them on. 503, you on the air.
Tammy and Patty. Yeah, when is DJ going to find out about the baby? And when's Sammy going
to
find out about
the baby? Jennifer, we are switching soaps for a moment to talk about Dave, but we'll probably want to help fucking feed the double.
Yeah, he's not going to find out. Like, he's secret. I love him for that. Keep your mouth shut.
Secret Santa.
Service, not Santa.
He could be a secret too.
Anyways, that guy
Jennifer,
sounds...
Jennifer, did you watch Days of Our Life 2 or no?
I haven't. I've thought about it because Cassie DeFava joined.
Yeah.
And, she's from One Life to Live, and I loved her.
Love her.
Yeah, I can't wait until...
Yes, I told y'all if I called, y'all would make fun of me.
No,
I think it's so cute, but, like, I was like, what is all these country people? We're getting nothing but country. No,
Georgia, it's what it means, down in the
Georgia,
stick.
You're not the same freaking, what's his butt, Brian or...
Oh, no,
whatever his name
Brian. Brian left the show. Brian left the building. Brian left the
building. You just sound country. No, it's not an insult. I love country boys. They're cute.
It's I swear to God, I live right where The Walking Dead films.
Literally.
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 And it's hilarious to me how that guy, Andrew Lincoln, I don't know if y'all watch it, but... You know, he makes himself sound country. They all do because they're supposed to be from Georgia, you know. But he's British. How the hell he pulls that off, I have no idea.
Who are you talking about?
The guy, the lead character of The Walking Dead.
Oh, I don't watch that.
He missed
it out. So, yes, but, you know, I was thinking... Whoever did kill Nick, you know, come on. Who fucking killed? They did the word of favor. Really?
Exactly.
They did.
They got to them all. Hold on. You better not. Hold on. I got it. There you go. Oh, hold on. I got another one. Oh, there you go. Sorry, I was trying to pull off a bikini of a girl.
Why are you in a bikini?
Because it was nice today, and I was trying to help the fucking neck boot situation. You got to get it off to be comfy, you know?
Well, I would not want you not being comfortable, you know. That would be
not
like a sin.
Not get that off. Just let them help me.
But no, Dave is, you know, going good. I'm sorry. I do feel sorry for Nicole. I will say that because... You know,
why?
I've done
the lying little horror. You can't feel sorry for liars.
Well, I do.
I want to know when Sammy's going to lose her shit. Because I love her.
Once I find out, that's the day I'll watch.
Exactly.
God,
exactly.
Do any of y'all watch General Hospital?
No, I don't.
I do.
Well, it's in the General Hospital, and I don't really hang out.
Because I called this when I called you. Do you believe this bitch is pregnant?
Yes.
No,
Ava's that's what happens.
Okay. Ava, the fucking slut bitch, is not pregnant. And if she is, it's Morgan's baby. I will call her.
Thank you. I mean,
come
on.
I will call her now.
Ain't no fucking way it's Sonny's.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's
my
not.
Goodness.
Here we go.
It's not.
This shit pisses me off. I realize she's trying to save her ass and all that. But even if it was, he wouldn't want no fucking family with her.
No,
is she fucking for real?
For real.
No bullshit.
And you know what, Jennifer, what is fucking pissing me off is, you know, I want to know what, who is this Luke? And
oh, really?
Luke, yeah, I mean, come on,
yeah.
Look what, like, Jennifer, thank you for agreeing with me on Twitter, it really helped. But, look, whenever do this is Sunny, this is fucking making me want to go to General Hospital and kick someone's ass.
You've seen him talking to the real Luke, right?
Yeah, but I got, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen today, but I can't figure out who this is. Can you?
I don't know. He's not big enough to be Faison.
No,
you know what I mean?
But the thing is, who hates Sunny and Luke, both of them? This is the thing where I'm going off on, and
it's,
people, and I would like to kill Ian. I would like to kill Ian Rhode on YNR. This guy needs to go. This guy is so killing me softly.
He's like a cancer. Oh, no.
A cancer that will never go away.
I cannot wait to see who they put in Adam's place, because whoever that is going to catch so much shit.
Well, yeah. I'm back today because back today, though. My cough is never going away. I've had bronchitis for 2 weeks. I'm done. I am done.
Who shot
I'm over
you?
It. Okay, so... What did you got? I mean, I love the Victor and
got JR.
Okay,
shot
you, Tammy, call me.
Wow.
I know.
I'm sorry. My dog has something to say. Oh,
the dog? Oh, okay.
He had something to say, but he was like, wow.
Okay, we are just a little crazy tonight because it's Friday night and I'm, it's Friday night.
Okay, I can't deal with Bold and Beautiful or everyone else. If you want to talk days, I'm all down.
Well, we would like you all down.
We need to find a bowl to ride.
Yes. Jennifer.
Yeah, I'm here.
Who's Jennifer?
I just don't have anything to say about days.
Where's Jennifer?
Oh, no, you mean all my co-hosts have abandoned me tonight. I don't know where April is. I Cecily went out with her boyfriend, so it's only me tonight. And am I happy with my co-hosts for leaving me? When I really don't have a voice, no. But I will forgive them because I'm a nice...
Hey, we can compromise and be your co-host. April, where are you from? April, is that right?
No, this is Jennifer. This is...
Jennifer. I'm so sorry. I screwed up your name. Like,
it's
majorly.
Hard.
Jennifer, where are you from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia, all these country folk.
Yeah.
I love that.
But, you know, my dream one day is...
Jennifer, what's your soap of choice?
My soap of choice? Both of them got canceled. So, yeah, I grew up on ASD and One Life to Live. So, that's when I picked up Bold and Beautiful and Young and the Restless in General Hospital.
Oh, no, you don't want to do it.
But let me tell you, to be totally honest, when you look at it, to me, It looks like it's like old film. Does that make any sense? It doesn't look as up to date as some of the other stuff.
What are you talking about?
No, I never see that. You know, I've been watching it for like 100 years, Days of Our Life.
I need to put it on my DVR and look at it.
Well,
give it
maybe
a fair chance.
Yeah, I mean, do, because it's a great soap. You know, there's a lot of people that love it, you know. You know.
Oh,
so,
man.
It's a great soap. And
I just can't get stuck on any others because I have too much going on. So I've, like, stuck with one for my whole life, and I can't commit to any others because I don't have time. There'd be way too much waste of time in my life to watch this shit. And it
well,
is shit. I mean, I love it, but it's shit.
Well, I
and
know,
it,
but I can blame my grandmother on it, so, you know. Another thing I can blame her on.
My grandmother needs help.
Yes. Professionally help.
Like, major help.
Major.
I don't have days on demand.
Why do we have two
days? No, days. Days is not on demand. It's on NBC, but it's not on demand.
What?
Let's see.
That's a crisis.
Yeah,
isn't
exactly.
It?
That's a fucking crisis that needs
you
to be
fucking. You can find fucking Fallon and Saturday Night Live and all this bullshit. You can't find Days of Our Lives. That's insane.
Why? Well, because it's on the money.
Like, really? That's the one that's been around the longest. You can't get that on Netflix? That's bullshit.
So wait, so who
is
did you
Cassie
have
Cassie DeFive already on there?
No, she will come on the end of the month.
What about Crucial Stalls?
She's on there right now.
Is she?
Yes.
Because you know she's from All My Children. I know her too.
Yep, I watched All My Children too.
Incidentally, then, how are you liking Thorsten K for Ridge?
I like him. You know, he's doing a good job.
You're telling me. He'd be all right if he quit chasing that whore around. Anyway,
I like Brooke. I like Brooke.
I like Brooke fine, but they're, like, played out. You know what I'm saying? I just wish that they give her
and
Bill
a
minute.
I like Brooke and Bill, and I believe they are fucking around with us, and we're just acting like a spoiled asshole.
Hey, y'all, look, check this out now.
No, I don't think.
Let me see. I'm fucking around looking at Monday.
Well, it's Tuesday.
There it is. At 1? At 1 o'clock?
Yep, it's on 1 here. Yep.
All right. This I'm going to record. And I'll have to get back to you on that one, obviously.
Good. Good. Well, we have 12 minutes in the show because I promised my doctor that I've been fighting bronchitis, Jennifer, and let me tell you, it's not fun. It is not fun. But we lost
what's not
the,
fun?
Having bronchitis. I've been having bronchitis for...
Oh, yeah. I feel you. I know. It's not fun. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we lost the other call. But, okay, back to Y&R. But did you hear about Michael Muni? He might come back. That's the rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I
what
saw
happened?
That.
What happened, Tammy?
I asked my husband, I said, is there any fucking way, because this is on white,
Hey, Excuse me, your
it's
name is
It's on the magazine.
Not...
What's that one? Soap Digest?
Yes, Soap Digest.
I mean, it's on several news sources, but it's on that one, too. And it was in the supermarket, you know. And I about cried back in December. Seriously, I raised all kinds of fucking hell
I like
when he got fired. And then they come out and said that he, you know, fucked with that girl's titties or whatever, and I'm like, you know.
What are you talking about, Georgia? You are Southern, and you should not talk like that.
What?
Kelly's titties.
Fired. I thought Southern boys were gentlemen, and they didn't talk about titties and all that.
See, the woman.
I'm not a gentleman. For
you're
sure.
Fired.
I'm
you
what?
Fired.
Fired? Well, yeah. When it comes to him, yes.
No, you're
well, I don't know.
Fired.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I could see two sides of the whole thing. So, for me, I don't know. You know?
Well, I asked my old man whether it's true or not, though. You know what I'm saying? If it's true, they wouldn't bring him back at all, you would think. You know what
you
I mean?
Think, but we don't know.
And then if
how...
it's not, they smeared his name so fucking bad, would you dare go back to work for him?
No.
Yeah, but
I would not.
No, but I just think that we will never know what really went down there. And if they bring him back, I say they are asking for problems right now if they bring him back. Because he's
I'd
done
love
that
if they
before.
Brought him back.
No, like,
I'll
he's
be
done
honest.
This. No, they he's done this before off on other sets and everything. So it was well known that he was a little player. So, you know, yeah. But Days of Our Life, everyone, everything is back. All we won't miss it this week, so I'm happy. And I have to watch today's. What?
We'll miss it this week. What?
Well, remember how last week it was not on Monday? That's why I'm telling people it will be on all 5 days this week. I'm letting people know that there's no interruptions.
Yeah, we need that.
Yeah, we need that.
Go get your dog because he's going fucking psycho.
Get over here.
Yeah, go get your fucking dog.
What is the doggy doing?
Being an asshole. Because he thinks he still has a ball. But he
doesn't. Okay. Well, okay, we have 7 more minutes.
Hallelujah. Hey, I'm done with saying, let's talk days. Thank God Nick's dead. Hallelujah. He's hopefully really dead. EJ, hopefully... does something.
EJ's going to end up being dead.
What?
Yes.
What are you saying?
I'm saying EJ might end up dead. You know, dead as a toenail, in a coffin, in a urn, in a thing, in a thingy.
Who's killing him?
I don't know, but when I know, I will freaking tell you.
Well, that's stupid.
Well,
so everyone's leaving the show. So basically, I'm not watching no more.
No, not everyone is leaving the show. Stop thinking that now. But it's going to be a good, crazy week on days because Gabby's leaving in a week or two. So this is going to be good. Yes.
Yeah, but where'd the kid go?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
So, Jennifer, you really need to get on dates because we have a lot of dates calls here.
Jennifer, is Jennifer the country person?
Yes,
yeah,
I'm the
Tammy.
Country.
Okay, so we got Jennifer and what's his butt or country?
No, Brian left the show. Brian's not on anymore. Brian,
no,
who
is the other voice that was from Georgia?
That's the only one.
That's a guy, though, right?
No, that's a woman.
What? Oh, there's two country girls?
No, there's this one country girl named
Jennifer. We got to be like, what's her name, Gretchen Wilson. Hell yeah! Oh, I gotta go.
Why?
Because my son's calling me.
Okay, well, you might hear, you know, call, you know. Okay.
Okay, see you later.
Okay, so is this me and you, Jennifer? We can go back a while and all. I hope no one tampers with the DNA, with the DNA Victoria's baby, because I wanted to be sisters so bad.
I do too, but you know they will.
Maybe not. You don't know. I mean, you know, I think it will end up being sisters. And for General Hospital, you know, yeah, if Ava's even pregnant, I am going to scream because, you know what? She screwed up Kiki. She does not need to bring another kid in the wood.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I agree with that. Not to mention, let's get real, she's too old to be having kids anyway.
And I feel sorry for Rick. You know, because, how could Lillian set him up like that?
Oh, that pissed me off.
I
love Julian, but he fucked Rick up.
I can't stand Zillion. I can't stand Zillion if he fucks with Sonny. No, sorry, he screwed Sonny over too many times.
I understand. Sonny's just low on my list right now for killing AJ. I liked AJ.
Oh, well, but I understand why, Sonny.
Getting on Bold and the Beautiful, so it's okay. Do you watch Bold and the Beautiful?
Yep.
Yeah. So he's coming back as Deacon on there.
Oh, I know. That's where he said, I'm happy that he's coming back.
Yeah.
I'm very happy and, you know, about that. And, you know, I love Nick and Britt on General Hospital. I want them to, get back together with Britt. I'm sick of waiting.
He acts like he don't even know who the fuck she is anymore. It's like they had this big spat, whatever, but then, you know, it's all Elizabeth, Elizabeth, Elizabeth.
Yeah,
he acts like
sick
he didn't even have feelings for her.
Yep, I am so, you know, over that because, you know, I am so done with that because that is not good. So, well, we have 90 seconds. Next week will be a good week at calling because we will be talking nothing but soap because I don't think we will have an interview. So everyone call back in. And I wish I could talk more, but, you know, I'm taking the doctor's advice and only having an hour and a half so. And so everyone have a good weekend. Have a good weekend, Jennifer, and I hope you call back. And
I'll do it. You have a good weekend as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.